Far out at sea, a long-line fishing vessel is setting its line. It's long-line vessels in particular that have been held responsible for the decline of the albatross. The fishermen pay out a line 30 miles long across the surface of the ocean, and every few meters they attach a secondary line with a hook baited with a fish or squid. Every night, this vessel casts over 1,000 hooks, and it is just one of many longliners plying the Pacific, some with lines 100 miles long. But this fisherman is well aware of the threat to the seabirds, and to prevent them from swallowing his hooks, he has adopted bird-friendly fishing methods. It's why he sets his lines at night, when the albatross are sleeping. And he deploys tory lines. These simple streamers are remarkably effective at scaring birds away from the hooks. He also thaws out his bait before hooking it, so it sinks out of sight quickly. His bird catch is now virtually zero. This leaves more hooks free for his target species, big-eye tuna. These are powerful fish and can weigh well over 100 kilos. It may look brutal, but the most humane way to kill one quickly is to shoot it. The future of the albatross still hangs in the balance. The birds around New Zealand are benefiting from a law that states all long-line fishing vessels must use bird-friendly methods. But albatross are great travellers, so they're still at risk throughout the rest of the South Pacific. Only if all fishing vessels adopt the same bird-friendly techniques will the story of the albatross, like that of the whale, have a happy ending.